11, 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, and it's been a little bit of time since we have celebrated the Lord's Supper, not because of us, but because of the weather and the challenges that we've had, and we usually celebrate the Lord's Supper the first Sunday night of each month, except for December. December, we have it the last, New Year's Eve is when we have it, right before we end our New Year and go into the New Year, the old year and go into the New Year, you know what I mean. In any event, so the Lord just has been impressed upon my heart to try to once a year maybe have a service that we talk a little bit more about the Lord's Supper than we do each month. And so I have asked the Lord to give us something for tonight. And so what I want to do tonight is I want to, the message is entitled, Take a Look. And I want us to take three looks here as we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And I want to intertwine some thoughts this evening with some songs to get us thinking concerning the importance of the Lord's Supper and the importance of being right with the Lord. And so I want to start in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. And the first thing I want to challenge us as we think concerning the Lord's Supper, and he said, "This do in remembrance of me," is I want us to take a look in, to take a look in. The Bible says in verse number 27, "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord." But then the Bible says, "Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged." The Bible here tells us to examine ourselves. The word examine is a word that means to try to learn the genuineness of something. It is the same word found in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, where the Bible says, "The fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is." And when we think about the Lord's Supper, we're not talking about perfection. We know that the early church had its issues, right? Paul admonished the church of Corinth, for instance, with schisms and divisions, and there were issues in the early church. The idea isn't, and there's issues, by the way, in all of our lives. The idea isn't that we are perfect or have to come to some place of perfection. No, the idea is that we would examine ourselves, that we would be right with God. Let me ask you this question here tonight as we think about this. Are you right with God? The psalmist said in Psalm 139, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." The idea there is to ransack diligently, to turn everything upside down, to look everywhere. And sometimes I think when we look at ourselves, sometimes that's not our... It's easy to find fault in the person next to us or the one we live with. The songwriter said, it's me, O Lord, right, standing in the need of prayer. When David was confronted with Nathan concerning his sin with Bathsheba, David said, "I have sinned. It's me, I've sinned." You know, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. All things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do." You know, tonight, God knows where every one of us is in relation to himself. And the church at Corinth here, many are weak and sickly among you. Why? Because they didn't examine their own self and get themselves right with the Lord. Just as God saw the sin of Achan. Remember his people? "You're going to go to Jericho, go in, don't touch anything." And Achan went in and saw the garments there and saw the money there. And what did he do? He took it and hid it. And God saw it. And God's hand of blessing, if you would, was removed from his people. God sees and knows everything about us. He knows our heart. He knows where we are. And I want to ask you tonight to take a look at your heart tonight as we think about coming and approaching the Lord's Supper. songwriter said this, and I want to ask you to turn to 166, and we're going to help you search your heart, all right? The songwriter said this: "Is thine heart right with God? Washed in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God." So as you sing a few stanzas of this hymn, Pastor Drew's going to come and lead us. Let's ask the Lord to search us, all right, and examine our hearts.
166 in your hymnals will sing the first three verses of this hymn as a prayer to the Lord. Search me, O God.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray.
Just spend a minute or so in prayer with the Lord. Make sure we're where we need to be spiritually. Maybe he brought something to mind during that song. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be right with you. Lord, I pray that you would do your work in our lives in this service tonight for your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name. I want to encourage you to take a second look now. We took a look in. Let's take a look back. All right? We're in 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. And the Bible says in verse number 23, "For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Remembrance is really more than just recalling the events. It means an affectionate recollection of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. As we think about remembering, we're looking back at what Jesus did for us on Calvary's cross. Sometimes it's easy for us to live in the here and now, right? We live in the here and now. But I want you in your mind's eye to go back 2,000 some years ago. And as we look at the elements of the Lord's Supper, the first thing we look at is to take a look back and look at his body that was broken for us. I want you to turn to Mark chapter number 14. While you're turning there, I'm going to read from Isaiah chapter 53. And I want to get us thinking concerning this. I also would encourage our our deacons, if you would find your way to the back, as we'll look at the bread here in just a minute, at serving the bread. The Bible says in Isaiah 53, you're turning to Mark, I'll be there in a minute, verse 3, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid as it was our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Now we're looking at Mark's account of what Jesus went through. Verse number 56 of Mark 14, the Bible says this, first, many bear false witnesses against him. Look at verse 57, there arose certain that bear false witnesses against him. He was lied about. Chapter 15, actually, look at verse 65 of Mark 14. And some began to spit on him, to cover his face, to buffet him, and to say unto him, prophesy! And the servants did strike him with the palms of their hands. We weren't there, but in your mind's eye, you can be there and look at what they did to our Lord on Calvary's cross. Look at chapter 15 and verse 15. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus. When he had scourged him, they whipped him, sent him to be crucified. The Bible says in verse 17, they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and he began to salute him. Hail, King of the Jews, they mocked him. And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him. It's amazing. They spit upon the Lord Jesus. And bowing their knees, worshipped him in mockery. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him. Verse 34, Jesus cries out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? His body was broken for us. I want to sing Before the Men Come. Hymn number 128, a couple stanzas of Wounded for Me, Pastor Jew will come and lead us.
Wounded for Me. We'll sing the first two verses of this hymn, 128.
Wounded for me. There on the cross he was wounded for me. Gone my transgressions, and now I am free. All because Jesus was wounded for me. Dying for me. There on the cross he was dying for me. Now in his death my redemption I see. All because Jesus was dying for me.
Amen. I'm going to ask Steve Brown, if you would, just thank the Lord for his body that was